And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is, what day is it? It is Thursday, May 20th. And yesterday, we did a nice segment on CBS This Morning where we were talking about changing careers. I find this to be a fascinating topic. Mark, I read this statistic. It blew my mind. You ready for this? According to Pew Research, two-thirds of people who were unemployed during this pandemic year, they have seriously considered changing their field of work. That's amazing to me. I think that there's something going on here. I think that the severity and the suddenness of COVID, it has really caused people to reevaluate their work lives. You know, I've heard from a lot of you guys that are frontline and healthcare workers, you're just fried. And maybe you're seeking a different career, or you're actually thinking about changing your retirement goalposts a little bit because the last year has been so stressful. So I think this is an interesting trend. I don't know if it's going to persist, but I am very intrigued by that. So one of the things that when we talk to you guys about changing careers, there's a lot of financial considerations. And in this segment on CBS This Morning, I talk about that, but I also talk about what are the areas of the job market that are thriving. Maybe the most important one, how do you negotiate a salary when you're in an industry that's not the one you've been in for many years? So here is my segment with CBS This Morning.
The life-changing coronavirus pandemic is making a lot of people think about changing their working lives. In one survey by the Pew Research Center, about two-thirds of unemployed adults say they've considered making a career change. One such person is Christian Simone of Minneapolis. She reinvented her career after she was laid off.
It was definitely a shocker, but in the same breath, it was a blessing in disguise as well.
When Christian Simone was laid off in December at her job as a corporate project manager, she had an awakening.
It really just put a hard focus on me looking in the mirror and saying, are you really living or are you just existing?
Coping with unemployment, the pandemic, and the George Floyd protests in her city, she knew it was time for a change.
I applied to grad school to get my master's in social work. I want to go for my goals of becoming a therapist, focus on Black women and women of color.
While saving for grad school, Christian is also using extra time at home to work on her beauty and wellness YouTube channel.
Skincare, beauty is a form of meditation.
I really wanted to just have something beautiful in a very dark time.
Spring fashion 2020 has exited the chat.
And be a constant reminder that you deserve beauty as well.
Losing her job has meant a strict budget and relying on unemployment checks. But Christian is eager for her fresh start.
When I went to work, I focus on the fact that you gotta pay your bills, so you gotta do what you have to do. But to actually show up as myself, my authentic self, is the most liberating.
Yeah, that's such a profound question. Are you really living or are you just existing? A lot of folks have asked themselves that in the last year or so. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us. Jill, good morning. If someone is thinking about a career change, where do they start?
Well, of course, use Christian's advice, which is you got to pay your bills. But beyond that, you really want to start researching what your career is going to be looking like in the future. So is it your industry? Is it another industry? And do that work and spend the time. Next, well, you really got to dust off the old resume and the cover letters. Yes, we still use them. They still are the point of entry. Don't forget that you've got to actually practice those Zooms. It's different being on a Zoom in your existing workplace than with new people. And of course, be careful about your social profiles because those are going to be examined by any future employers. So be careful there.
Which part of the job market is actually growing right now, Jill?
Well, as you would imagine, technology and e-commerce just exploded. I think every day we hear about new warehouse opportunities, but there are some in upper level management as well. You also want to look at healthcare because telemedicine is going to become massive. Online learning, a really interesting area. It's really growing. And of course, close to our hearts, digital entertainment. Many companies looking to beef up their streaming services and the people who can help them get there.
A lot of people like Christian, Jill, as you know, have figured out a way to get a side hustle that gives you some income. So when do you know to make the decision from making the side hustle your full-time job?
You know, we've always heard these funny stories about someone says, oh, I'm a cook. I want to open a B&B. Don't do that, okay? Do exactly what Christian was doing, which is you practice what that hobby, that avocation is. You see if you can make money. And you can slowly make the transition when you can afford to do so. Interesting fact here. In the first year of the pandemic, so going back to last February through the next 12 months, we saw 4.4 million new businesses be created. That's a 41% increase from the previous year. Now, some of this is necessity, but a lot of people are saying, you know what? I want to be my own boss and I can actually do it.
Or they've said to themselves, I've always wanted to do, I've always wanted to be, and now is a good time to do something like that.
Right. Jill, if you're really serious about becoming self-employed, what are the benefits that you need to make sure that you have?
This is a critical question. So thanks to the new anchor for joining in on this one. The health insurance is obviously the most important thing. Now, the Affordable Care Act has an open enrollment period right now through the middle of August. You may, if you were laid off, be entitled to COBRA from the government through September. So those health insurance plans, extremely important. How about a retirement plan? Maybe you had a nice 401k through your employer. You don't have that anymore. You can open an IRA, a Roth IRA, as your business builds, a SEP IRA. And many people have life and disability insurance through their workplace. You may want to check before you make the move whether you can pull that into your next career. It's called portability. You want to see if you can take your coverage, pay for it yourself. It may be cheaper than going out and replacing that coverage in your next iteration.
Salary, very important, Jill. How do you go about negotiating a salary in a new industry?
I feel like we need Lisa D'Amore here to help us breathe. First of all, you really want to do, again, let's go back to the research. The research is important because you want to know what is this paying in for my position? And you want to compare apples to apples, right? If you are making $50,000 in one job, you're moving to a new industry, you might have to take a step back. So you find out the salary range. Now, you then say in the interview, you say, so what's the range for this position, Gail King, that you're hiring for? And you give me the range and you say, oh, it's a 40 to 50,000. And you say, great,
50.
High end of that. I'm at the high end of that range at 50,000.
So you do say go for the high
X,
end.
Y, and Z.
You do say go for the high end,
absolutely.
Not in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I just
Because behaviorally, what the employer is going to do is anchor that number, meaning that's the number they're going to think they have to pay you to get you.
All right. Thank you, Jill Schlesinger. We appreciate it.
Okay, well, we'll get back to answering your questions, especially if you've got some career-changing questions. I'd love to hear from you. We've been getting tons of questions about early retirement or change in your idea of retirement. Love to hear from all of you about that. Remember, as always, we are available to you just by email. AskJill@JillOnMoney.com. If you're on our website, if you're on the JillOnMoney.com website, all you need to do is hit the contact button and we will get your message. Don't forget to tell us if you want to come on the air with us. We'd love that. It would be great. All right. So I think I got to change the show clothes, Mark. What are we going to tell people to do? That's what I really need to know. Mark says we decided not till Labor Day, but I don't think, like, okay, how about this? Wash your hands, follow the masking instructions in your area. How about that? I'm still wearing a mask inside, and I am still maintaining my physical distance from people, especially in crowded places. I will always continue to put my hands, and I wish you would do this too, put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Do something nice for somebody today. Grit, growth, grace, and a little gratitude. That would be good too. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.